Welcome back. You might have thought we weren't going to come back, but Celso has graciously offered to hang out with us, even though he's got midnight where he is. But of course, programmers just drink coffee and don't sleep. I already see Beetle559 might come on to chat with us. He says his voice is sexy. He thinks I'm going to give him coffee first before our endeavors, but that's not happening. Yeah, guys, again, feel free if you have any questions. I know we've been attacking him but he's receptive to it, and or if you want to discuss any topic in the news. Hopefully things not as dour as the Boston bombing, but that's fair game too.
Well, I can start with a question, because I would love to know more about BTC Jam's technology stack. Is it okay if you share with us a little bit more about how BTC Jam was built and how long it took to build? I'm always fascinated by these questions.
The technical stuff. Nice. Also, are we recording on the studio, or should I hit the
record button? We are recording in the studio. We should always back stuff up, so record. You should record too.
Recording has begun.
Oh, yeah. So, Celso, tell us more.
Okay, well, it was built in Ruby on Rails, and basically it's in Amazon. We have two servers, one for the database and the secret stuff, I will not tell. And
no problem.
Okay, and because of security. And the other server is our web server at home, runs in Ruby on Rails, and I took 4 to 6 months to write the code, and I think that's it. We used basically Amazon S3, and that's it. I also do some work with facial recognition, and we want to put the C++ code to analyze the documents and to make picture searches in the database to find altered documents, but it's early stage. It's mostly Ruby on Rails now.
That's really cool.
So, that's pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah, we use Amazon servers too, right, Brado? We're still on them?
Unfortunately, yes, we use Amazon. The studio runs on Amazon. And
Amazon is under heavy load right now.
I think you're confused that with Reddit.
We still blame them for any time our shit goes down, though.
Well, the problem that we have is mostly that this thing depends on a real-time clock, right? And if the real-time clock is wonky, which happens when you're running multiple machines in a single machine, then what ends up happening is we experience these audio dropouts. Also, we also moved to Amazon for the website because we were experiencing 500 megabit per second DDoS for 2 days. And we switched providers several times, and none of the providers would take us because they would say, oh, but you're being attacked, so fuck you, get the hell out of our service. And so we moved to Amazon, where we get this protection for free.
So they're good for that, at least.
Yeah, but the servers are not, they are kind of slow. Their response time is not good.
That's true. I've noticed that, yeah.
Can you guys explain, I know Eternal and Reddo and Celso are all in the know, but for a noob like myself, what is Rails? It's a programming environment?
Right?
Oh, you don't know?
Rails I'll let Celso explain.
No, go on.
Rails is a thing that somebody came up with where they decided, well, web development is hard, so we're going to cobble together some code that will make it very, very easy for someone to develop a basic website and add interactive functionality to it. And it took off pretty fast because it's actually really easy to use, right? To make a website with Rails, like a basic website, and then start adding functionality to it. It's pretty straightforward. And so lots of people use Rails. Twitter started as a Rails app.
So is it actually pretty much like macros for programming?
Well, not exactly, because in Rails, I'm sorry, but I just took...
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Rails, it's like a framework. So it obligates you to follow some coding procedures, and by implicit programming, like the programming is in the way you organize the is in the way you organize the functions and the files. It's all implicit. This is fun about Rails because you can do a lot of work by doing nothing, because the way you put the files on the directory is part of the programming. So it's fun. It obligates the programmer to behave.
That's very true.
So is that, Brodo, we still use Plone, right, for our stuff? Is it similar to that, or is it something completely different?
It is similar and it's different. It is similar in the way that, you know, you can build web applications and websites with Plone and with Rails. But Rails is more generic. It's designed to help you build applications that have different kind of functionality, like more different than what you do with Plone. Plone is kind of like for a content management system where you would run an actual website instead of a web application with interactivity and stuff. It's harder to program extra functionality for Plone than it is to program extra functionality in Rails. But what Plone ships out of the box is more than what Rails ships out of the box. So you have to strike a balance, and the right tool for the right job would be the right thing, right?
Makes sense.
I wish it didn't. it would be so much easier if we just could just one thing for everything, right?
Well, that's what Python's for.
Yeah. So I have another question regarding BTC Jam. How does the part where I register on the site and then I tell the site, hey, this is my over-the-counter account, can you suck my registration and my reputation from the OTC system? How does that part work? How do I, like, I did it in local bitcoins and they asked me to do this complicated thing where I have to send, I have to put my Bitcoin address there and then I have to talk to a bot in IRC. I'm not sure how it works. Do you mind sharing with us?
Yes. I really think the OTC process is really confusing. You need to talk to a bot and paste things.
What is OTC? Isn't over the counter? What is?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah. It's over the counter. They have a web of trust. So if I trust you, then we have this connection of trust, and you can put a weight on this connection, and hopefully you will build a network of people who know each other and trust each other, and then it's similar to Ripple protocol. I don't know if you know Ripple.
Oh, I'm familiar with Ripple, yeah.
Yeah. But in BTC Jam, you just put your public key address in a text box, and then I will generate a challenge for you based on your public key. Then you need to be able to decrypt the challenge. Once you decrypt the challenge using your private key, you put the decrypted text on the BTC Jam confirmation box and click OK. That's it.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay.
Yeah. So, I think it's much simpler than in the OTC site itself.
So I see our friend Beetle559 is down in the channels below us. I'm going to go talk to him and see if we can bring him on the show. So
send him to Somalia.
I should.
Beetle559 is perhaps the only person who's more of a Roto fan than I am.
Oh.
Perhaps. It was adorable when you made your triumphant return to our ANCAP, which we should point out. I'm curious how that's been going for you the last couple of weeks. He was like, "Don't ever leave us again."
Well,
that was funny.
I might get tired, you know.
That's true.
Hey, people, I unfortunately have to go. So I think, I need to thank you all for the show. And, if you have questions about BTC Jam or Bitcoin, you can drop me an email and things like that.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
I also want to thank you, Celso. It's been very enlightening, and I really wish you well. I hope it takes off. And I'm going to figure out what I can lend or borrow just to try to support what's going on, because I think it's a great thing.
Great.
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah, thanks for spending some time with the after show, and I guess we'll get in contact with Peter and see what's going on. Maybe we'll have to do it again. I mean, if you're potentially open to it, because there's sounds like there's plenty we could get into with an update, and we're always happy to promote you guys. So, good shit.
Great. Yeah. I think he really couldn't because he was very excited about the opportunity. I hope he's well. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a good reason because he was great with email communication, and yeah, very understandable.
Yeah. Okay.
And thank you for coming on. That was a really good show.
Thanks as well.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Take care. Sup, gentlemen. So Beetle is apparently not available at the moment. He's not responded to my stuff. So.
That's weird. Oh, I see. He's closed off. He's not going to let us enjoy his sexy voice. Not tonight, at least.
He's saying in the chat that he'll join if you move him in.
I can't move him in. He has. I can't move him in from that channel.
Beetlejuice.
Just message him the access. He'll come in by himself.
Oh, now I can get him.
Booyakasha.
All right, now he needs to just undeafen and unmute himself. We could finally hear our wonderful guest.
Well, I do have to drop out of the conversation because I need to go find myself something to eat and drink.
Hello.
I was very, very happy, very, very happy to have, you know, been participating in this show. It was very cool.
Yeah. Go ahead and do that, and we'll keep the light burning for you.
All right. Thank you.
See you guys later, Roto. Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
So, welcome, Beetle, to Decline to State. How is it going?
Hey, Roto.
Oh, but I hear you were a great fan of me. Now I'm like, I gotta stay.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Yeah, yes! You're being a... Yeah, there we go.
All right, I'll postpone my departure for a few minutes. I really want to hear what Beetle has to say.
Well, he's just here to join us. You're going to put him on the spot.
You're a hard man to stalk if you're going to run away every time I show up.
He knows how to play hard to get. And he drives... He's very quick with his Knight Rider car now. You still have to tell us how has your return to our ANCAP been? Is it all the negativity that you remember? Is it lukewarm? You've been an active poster.
I think that most of the tragedy, the tragic comedy that happened a couple of months ago is sort of kind of over already, and I haven't found many antagonistic people. It seems to me like ANCAP has kind of gone back to being this cohesive community of people who are mostly in agreement about everything, except for James Carling. James Carling is anti-EP. Sorry, pro-EP.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of noticed that too. Yeah, it's hard to pick arguments with people and... yeah, it seems more, I don't know, sedate.
Yeah.
But
keep interesting.
Once Roto's there for a little while, that'll change, though.
Do you think they just upped, like, yeah, fluorine dose in the water?
James and Strangering always have, like, a...
awkward sexual tension between them?
That's exactly what I was thinking, Ron.
A strange twist on everything. A subtle twist.
Yeah, they won't let you get away with the standard. It's they're gonna modify it and tweak it for.
It's like Bud Light Lime, just like a twist.
Oh my god, yeah, that's what I was thinking too. It's like we're finishing each other's sandwiches.
Yes, sandwiches. Bud Light Lime. I've never had Bud Light Lime, but I imagine it's as terrible as regular Bud Light.
It honestly just tastes like beer with salt in it to me.
Ugh.
I thought that was the chelada all this time.
Wait, it tastes like beer. That's a step up.
Well, bad beer, I guess I should say, with salt in it.
Tastes like Australian beer with salt in it. Ooh, yeah.
BRB, speaking of all this, has made me need to get a little bit of booze in my glass.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I actually poured some before the show because I thought I might have been hosting. And yeah, it's still there. I need to finish that up. Who is it that I was talking? I was talking with somebody on ANCAP, and we started talking about whiskeys and scotch and stuff. Yeah, he gave me a few suggestions on things to try. Let me pull that up. Because there were a couple I didn't recognize, and I want to try a couple.
You need to get into brandies. Brandies are where it's at.
I've never had a brandy. So what is the difference between a brandy and, like, what is a brandy? What makes it a brandy?
Yeah.
Technically, brandies are made from particular varieties of fruits, and I don't know how, I guess you could say it, gets the particular flavor it does, because it often tastes quite a bit like, somewhat similar to... a whiskey, at least the cheaper versions. You go to higher stuff and you start to get more of the fruit flavor. And so if you want a real cheap one, pick up some E&J brandy.
Sounds fruity and not really my thing. I don't know. It could be good.
Surprisingly good. It's, yeah, I don't know. That's like, the only way I can put
it. It's not like port. It's something completely different than that.
I've actually never had port. No, it's like what a, is...
Can you say that? Say again, Beetle? I think you might have cut off there. We lost him.
It's not like port. It's like a... it's not like port. It's... I don't know. It's brandy. It's...
Just gotta try it. I'll see if I'll try it once. I will try everything once, just like Andrew Zimmern.
Well, in the event that it's pot, you should try it twice. Sometimes, if it's too weak, it doesn't work the first
time. Well,
that's
what he does, too. Like, I don't know if you guys know what I'm talking about. The guy who does Bizarre Foods, that show. He'll try everything once, and then he'll try it again. It's always twice, which is hilarious when he has things that are just absolutely revolting, and he has to do it the second try. It is so funny.
I'm not sure what we're talking about, because I just got back. But can we make sure Beetle gets to see the ass that was distracting me?
No, we don't need that back over there.
Okay, fair enough.
We don't need that back.
Ooh, baby.
That head. Back.
that back.
Yeah. Yeah, the two... Okay, so the two scotches that were recommended to me by Reddit users, Zombient. That's like zombie with NT at the end. So I guess he's like a weed-smoking zombie. Glenfiddich and Arborlore. I don't know either of those. Have you guys had those?
Do you have links to them? Somebody in the chat wants access to what you're talking about.
I can link to the
or
comment.
Or can you just copy-paste it? Oh.
So I'll paste that in the chat for everybody to see, and I'll paste it here too.
What? Not my picture, was it?
You know, there's nothing wrong with the good old Jameson.
Not a bad drink.
Never had it, actually.
Now, is that Protestant or is that Catholic whiskey? Because I know it makes a difference if you're Irish.
Oh, God, I didn't actually know that. Does it really?
Well, I thought, anything to fight over.
Yeah, I thought both of them made you want to fight and hit your wife, so I don't know what the difference is.
In the end, it's all the same. It's your wife. Okay, you snuck that one in. Orange Peel wants a picture of dad ass.
Just send him a picture of yours instead. Just pull that 180. That old Reddit switcheroo.
I think that both of my cheeks could fit onto one of hers, and there was a lot of motion to that ocean, no doubt. And the the bikini bottom was not at all visible. It was it receded.
Hey, let's see if I can find it.
I found the picture of that ass. Hold on.
Ask and you shall receive.
The chat too. That's the ass we were talking about.
Ah.
That ass.
I gotta find it again. Let me go look.
So if you want a cheaper but somewhat good brandy, try let me see, I need to read over here.
It is
where I put it. Remy Cour de Cognac. It's a lot of the Remy Martins are like $1,000 bottles, but that's like a $50 bottle.
Okay, that's actually affordable. Still expensive. So I think Toast is packing up to head out. I am definitely fading a little bit here, so.
We're winding down. You need more of Jameson.
I actually need to get more whiskey because I'm out. I finished a bottle of Knob Creek the other day, and I haven't gotten any. And I meant to do that, but I don't know, Toast and I didn't stop at the liquor store because we're stupid, and we forgot. We forgot.
Put
and
it
we
on
would go right. Some right
there
now,
it is.
But...
There's a whole gallery. Can somebody paste this out to the chat?
I guess I will do that.
Oh my gosh, this is just...
Is that the picture actually titled Favela Slut? What have you done?
Oh my god.
I just was involved with this. I got roped into this. I swear to god, I take it back.
I normally don't support regulation, but that woman needs to have one of those back up beep 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 things installed.
There should be a law. Yeah.
Wide load sticker.
Oh, man.
Wide load. In one side, like the left side, she should have a sticker that says El Paso. And the
holy
other
shit,
one...
you turned Rutto's atheist. It's that bad.
Right?
Seriously, if you paste a sticker on the left leg that says El Paso, you can then place a sticker on the right leg that says El Crusho. All right, that joke bumped.
I was laughing. I just didn't push the talk button.
Yeah, I've like lost focus all of a sudden again. Sorry, bro.
That image is going to haunt all of us all night now. Great comments on the thread, too, on this Heaven 666 page. Her ass looks like a landscape of Mars.
Oh, JRB in the chat is asking...
Can you read that verbatim, please?
No.
Can you please read his comment verbatim?
No.
It says here, I really like cottage cheese as a side dish, I mean. Oh.
Wait, what? Where did this come from?
The comments in the picture.
Oh.
Cottage cheese. Oh. Gotcha.
Cottage. Okay, that's how you say it. All right, good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, JRB is asking when we'll have the show archives up to date and available for all to listen to, and that should be when I get to it in the next couple of days / over the weekend, depending on how much work I gotta do. But
Jay,
definitely by Monday.
Jay, don't worry, your dick sucking days are over. You no longer, well, wait a second, they never started, but we are going to get you your shows right away because they are all edited and they're just waiting to be published.
And so please don't speak for him. You don't know how much dick sucking Jay has been doing.
Here, you have to know something, though. You might have to, you know, engage in sexual conduct with Eternal, because Eternal has to fill the descriptions of each show and then publish.
Honestly, I think he's good. My girlfriend probably would not go for that. She says me and another guy would not do it for her, so.
He says, yeah, I have many other debts to pay.
Suck a bag of dicks. You suck them one at a time or the whole bag. It's late. I'm tired. I probably publish some shows or do work or something, so I think you want to wrap it up?
You're going to close the after show? You and your girlfriend, I mean Toast, I mean your girlfriend. Got to go. Yeah.
Pamela Henderson.
Pamela Henderson. We can do that. I have to register an account for Favela Sluts, the website. That's Favela Porn is the only thing I'm into these days. But... Yes, for more quality, slightly inebriated discussions, make sure to make the next Decline to State after shows and tune in for next week, where we don't yet have our content prepared, but we're working on it.
Just tune in, we'll make it happen. Don't worry, guys.
We will make it. Just show up every time and drink, and then just call a status on the chat.
And tell your friends. Guys, you have to tell your friends about Decline to State and how fucking awesome it is and how many great people we have interviewed. Every single guest that we've had has been a resounding success, save for the Fiends, where my latency was really, really bad. So sorry about that.
And we are improving rapidly on getting the show archives up. I think we're working on getting a process to help out, because it, you know, the burden and all the, you know, the quality stuff is a lot to put on just one or a few people. Website, that I wasn't just blowing smoke, that is improving. The Bitcoin link, the show descriptions, Eternal's gonna do that. No hanging out with your girlfriend until that's done, or let me know if you need help. And
I don't need help hanging with my girlfriend.
But she has a younger sister that she might need help with.
Actually, the best part is, yes, but she's underage, so don't touch it.
In so some...
You're gonna go to jail, son.
Not in Brazil! Okay, anyways. again, favela porn, you gotta remember, this is what I'm gonna do. and what's the time delay on us doing video? I know we were talking about maybe doing a couple segments.
We do have a
video, an advertisement promo that's got some video. There's just still pictures, but that's new.
The problem with the video, we'll find you know something. What the problem with the video is? The problem with the video is very simple. It's called...
We need to put lots of Vaseline on it so that we look good on the camera.
I was going for something much graver. Nudity.
Reto never casts with pants on.
Yeah, but we don't have to aim it at our. I mean, we all know Eternal's rule is that no pants when you're casting. I mean, that's kind of been it from the get-go. But you just have to, you
know,
you just have to be exposed. It's the only rule that Eternal's been very strict on from the beginning. Otherwise, it can be kind of lax. But no pants. And I guess when we have a camera, we'll have to, you know, just keep in mind not to, you know, if you don't have the most flattering lower section, you want to keep that camera up.
I'm not wearing my drawers right now.
I have my lower section is at least as flattering as that lovely lady we got to see earlier. Just with more hair, so. You can imagine that.
Yeah. God, people are so excited to tune in next week.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think let's wrap it up, and we'll have big improvements coming soon.
Indeed. This is Ron McPaul saying, God, science bless, rather.
Good night, guys. Thanks a bunch. It was fun.
This is Eternal, and I hope to touch you with my noodly appendage.
I guess I'm the science that's blessing?
Well, guys, I hope you have a great day. See ya.